Evening, Iowa Bulldogs baseball fans. Ben Morse here with you from McMurray as we get ready to go live. Sorry for the delay, having just a little bit of technical difficulties, but we're going to kick it off right now with Anthony Luna stepping into the box for the Bulldogs for the first batter of the evening. Here's windup and the pitch. It's going to be on the inside for a ball. Ball one for Luna. Fouls off the second pitch to the right side, so now the count's going to be 1-1. Here's windup and the pitch. Just another ball for Luna. Now we're looking at a 2-1 count, 0 out here at the top of the first. Here's windup and the pitch. Third ball. For Anthony. Now he's hitting with a 3-1 count. Gonna foul it off to the left side of the field, so that'll be a full count for Luna. Sorry, I'm having difficulties getting all my stuff set up. I'll do better in just a second once I get my bearings. Luna steps into the box. Facing a 3-2 count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Going to foul it off again, this time to the right side. But still facing a 3-2 count. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be low. It's going to be ball four. So Luna is going to walk. So Luna on first. Pena is going to come up to bat. No outs here in the top of the first. The Bulldogs get settled in and already starting off the game well. There's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be high. Ball one for Pena. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be low. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes, zero outs, runner on first for Pena. There's the pitch. Little outside. Pena took a hard swing at it and missed. So now it's going to be a 2-1 count. The windup and a pitch. It's a ball. So three balls, one strike for Pena. On that last pitch, Luna was able to steal second. Now the Bulldogs have a runner on second. There was a strike that was just thrown. Pena faced with a full count. Top of the first inning, no outs. Bulldogs looking in control here early. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be fouled off to the right side. So same count, 3-2. Pitcher gets set. Here's the windup and the pitch. Pena swing and a miss. That's going to be a strikeout. Now the Bulldogs face with one out. Luna on second. Partain steps up into the box. Here's the windup and the pitch. Outside, ball one. So the senior at plate with a 1-0 count. rips off the pick into left field. Moon is going to be holed up at third. Partain's going to get a single out of it. So, the senior Partain with a timely single to left field. Luna came around third base like he was wanting to run in and score, but Coach Goodwin held him up. So now the Bulldogs have runners on first and third, one out in the top of the first, and Allen is up to bat. There's a pitch. It's going to be a ball. Gorman trying to catch Luna. Luna, a savvy base runner, stayed close to third base. Partain was able to steal second. So now the Bulldogs have runners on second and third. One out. There's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be, called strike on the outside. It counts 1-1 with one out at the top of the first. Here's the windup in the dirt. The two balls now, one strike. Two balls, one strike for the senior Allen. Runners at second and third. Here's the windup and the pitch. Maybe a called strike on the outside. So now it's 2-2 count for Allen. No runs here early, but the Bulldogs do have one hit. Odd ball there. It looks like Allen just kind of barely missed the ball, so they're going to see a called ball on that play. So it's going to be a full count for Allen now. One out. Top of the first, runners on second and third for the Bulldogs. Wind up and the pitch. It's going to be a called strike, so it'll be a strikeout. So now the Bulldogs have two outs. Castillo's going to step up into the box to bat. Partain on second. Luna on third. Called ball, so ball one for Castillo. Wind up in the pitch. It's going to be a called strike on the outside. So the count's going to be 1-1 for Castillo with two outs in the top of the first. Bulldogs with runners on second and third, but no runs scored so far. Here's the windup and the pitch. Castillo hits it right back to the pitcher. And it looks like it's going to be a balk. So I believe that's what it's going to be called. The coach for Gorman's going to walk out and talk to the second base. To see what's going on. I'm going to take just a quick break, see if I can sort out my stuff real quick. Be back with you momentarily for some more Ira Bulldog baseball. All right. The runner's going to score. Bulldogs up 1-0 now. 1-1 is the count for Castillo with two outs. Runner on third. There's a swinging strike for Caden. So now the count's going to be 1-2 with two outs. Runner on third. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a called strike. And that'll be three outs for the Bulldogs. Let me put you on pause for just a moment, get my stuff sorted out, and we'll be back with you for some more Iowa Bulldog baseball. All right. Up for Gorman, number 13, Parsons. It's going to be Pena, the pitcher for the Bulldogs. So, Bulldogs leading 1-0. In the bottom of the first, here's Pena's windup and the pitch. Strike one for Pena. Here's the windup and the pitch by Pena. Strike two, so two pitches, two strikes for Pena. 0-2 count for Parson. Here's the windup and the pitch. Parson hits the ball right up the middle. It's going to be picked up by Allen in the center field, and it'll be a single for Gorman. So just a blue single right up the middle for Gorman, puts the runner on first, and up for the Panthers is going to be number 12, Guthrie. Here's the windup and the pitch from Pena. Strike. Guthrie looks like he might be trying to bunt it. There's the pitch. It's going to be fouled off to the left side. Now Pena's got an 0-2 count against Guthrie. So, Bulldogs leading 1-0, bottom of the first, an 0-2 count for Pena. As he's facing the third baseman, Guthrie for Gorman. Here's the windup and the pitch. outside ball, so it's going to be a 1-2 count now. Gorman has a runner on first with no out. So Pena pitching a lot of strikes here early. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a foul. And Guthrie hits the ball, and it just bounced real low, bounced back up and hit him. So the count will stay the same. 1-2, no out. Runner on first for Gorman. Pena staring down at Cesar Castillo. Here's the windup and the pitch. Gorman trying to steal. Castillo tosses it to second, and they're going to get the out. Wait a minute. The ball was clearly there in time. Castillo threw a dart to Luna. Luna tagged the runner out. But the second base, called him safe for a block or something. Coach Goodman going out trying to get some clarification. So, great throw by Castillo, but they're going to let the runner stay on second. So now, the Gorman Panthers have a runner on second, no out. The count is 1-2 for the third baseman, Guthrie. Bulldogs got to shake that call off and get back in the game. Here's Pena with the windup and the pitch. Swinging strike three. So, that brings up 22 Rainey, the pitcher. So, pitcher versus pitcher here. One out in the bottom of the first. Pena pitching for the Bulldogs. Pena with the windup. There's the pitch. It's a little bit low. It's going to be fouled off right. So an 0-1 count. And you're with the windup now. And the pitch is going to be hit right up the middle again. Runner on third can try to come home. Allen at center field got the ball, pops it to Castillo, but it's going to fly over Castillo's head, hit at the backdrop. It'll be one run for Gorman on a double by Rainey. Rainey.
Now, that's
the one out for the Bulldogs. It's all tied up. Gorman has two hits. Going to count an error on the Bulldogs, so it's a 1-1 game. Runner on second. One out. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a strike. Here's the windup and the pitch again. It's going to be hit to left field, and it's going to fall in play. Picked up by Cox, throws it home, Steele grabs it, not going to have time to get the guy out, flings it back to second, so another double. Another double by Gorman, puts this game 1-2, Bulldogs trailing, and the infield's going to huddle up and just have a little bit of a talk here. Again, bottom of the first, Bulldogs down early, 1-2. There's one out, runner on second. So it's going to be number 18, Clark, for Gorman, first baseman. Here's the windup and the pitch by Pena. Just off the tip of Pena's glove, it's going to go under the legs of Luna into left field, and it's going to be another run for Gorman. still on the single. Clark able to hit a single, just barely went off the front edge of Pena's glove. So now the score is 1-3 in the bottom of the first. One out for the Bulldogs and a runner on first for the Panthers. Amy with the windup and the pitch, swinging strike one. Oh, and one is the count. Pena gets the signal from Castillo. Here's the windup and the pitch. Going to hit just a soft shot to Luna at shortstop. Luna gets it out at second. But the ball gets past the first baseman, so it's just going to be one out on the play. So good turn of events for the Bulldogs. Able to force the out at second. Panthers have a runner on first, and it's going to be Herrera, the DH, for Herrera is going to come up for the Panthers to be the DH. Two outs. Pena on the mound, on the runner at first for the Panthers. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike one. Great pitch by Pena just on the outside. The 0-1 count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging soft hit to second. It's going to be bobbled by Claxton. Thrown over to first, but the runner was able to get there in time. So that's going to be a hit. Now the Panthers have runners on first and second. Coach Goodwin called a timeout. Talked to the first base. Two outs for the Panthers. Bulldogs trailing 1-3 here in the bottom of the first. They can give up three hits to, six hits to the Panthers. All right, Payne with the windup and the pitch right down the pipe, swinging strike one. Wind up and the pitch. It's going to be popped behind the dugout for a strike two, foul ball strike. So now the count is 0-2. Payne has been able to get the hitters into 0-2 counts, but they've been hitting soft hits on the left side of the field. They've just been rolling into the gap. Runners on first and second. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be another foul ball behind the dugout. Pena on the mound, 0-2 count, two outs. Bulldogs trailing 1-3 at the bottom of the first with runners on first and second. Here's the windup, and it's going to be fouled to the right side again. So three fouls in a row. Pena gets his signal from Castillo. Runners on first and second. 0-2 count. Two outs here in the bottom of the first. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be high over the head of Castillo. Both runners going to be able to advance. Now the count's going to be 1-2 with two outs. Runners on second and third for the Panthers. And the Bulldogs trailing the Panthers 1-3 in the bottom of the third. Bottom of the first line. Here's Pena with the windup. Looking at Castillo. There's the windup. And the pitch is going to be just high for a ball two. The 2-2 is the count. Runners on second and third. Two outs for the Panthers as Pena gets his signal from Castillo. Here's the windup and the pitch. Just a touch high again. This will be a full count now. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Bottom of the first. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's a swinging strike 3, 3rd out. So, after a few hits, Bulldogs recover, trailing 1-3 as they head to the top of the 2nd inning. Is going to be up for the Bulldogs. Here's the windup and the pitch inside. Ball 1 for Hernandez. Going to be a ball 2 for Hernandez. Sorry, I'm still a little disheveled. I can't get all my stuff to work. So a 2-0 count for Hernandez. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be hit to the right side, picked up by the second baseman. He throws it to the first baseman for the first out. So it's going to be 1 out for the Bulldogs at the top of the 2nd inning. Bulldogs trailing 1-3 before he steps into the box. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a called strike. So 0-1 count for Forey. Here's the windup, the pitch inside, ball 1. 1 out for the Bulldogs, 1-1 count for Forey's. Bulldogs trail 1-3 in the top of the 2nd. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging strike for Forey. Now Caden facing a 1-2 count with 1 out. Here's the windup, the pitch. 40. Going to be thrown out at first, kind of hit a little, just bobble grounder. The catcher dropped the ball, but was able to get it to first base. That's 2 outs for the Bulldogs as Brant Cox is going to step into the plate, or up to the plate.
All right, left fielder. Number 1, Brant Cox.
Bulldogs trailing 1-3 here in the top of the 2nd inning with 2 outs. Here's the windup and the pitch. Going to be a called strike 1. Oh, and 1 is the count for Cox. 2 outs. Here's the windup, the pitch. Going to be low ball, so 1-1. Bulldogs trailing 1-3 at the top of the 2nd inning. 2 outs, and Cox is faced with a 1-1 count. Here's the windup, the pitch. swinging strike. Now it's a 1-2 count for Brandt. Here's a windup and the pitch. Swinging strike 3 for Brandt. So 3 up, 3 down for the Bulldogs. That's going to send it into the bottom of the second inning. For the Bulldogs here in game one of what will be a doubleheader today against the Gorman Panthers. And you get the signal from Castillo. Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike one. Now the count is 0-1. And it is Falco batting. There's the pitch. It's going to be a little low. Ball one. So it'll be a 1-1 count for Pena. Swinging strike two. So one ball, two strikes now. Pena getting batters into these situations where he's got the advantage. And the Gorman Panthers have been really good about hitting to the gap, not hard, just hitting right to the right spot. The Bulldogs have made some mental errors. But not this time. Pena blows that one right past him for a called strike three. So now it's going to be Parson for the Panthers. Castillo's going to call a timeout and go visit with Pena. Pena gets his signal from Castillo now. One out, 0-0 is the count. Bulldogs trailing 1-3 in the bottom of the second. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a high foul ball. I mean, right behind me, so 0-1 is the count now. One out for Pena. Pena pitching for the Bulldogs, doing a great job so far. Just some mental errors by the Bulldogs in the first inning. Here's a windup and a pitch. Right down the pipe for strike two. Pena gets the hitters where he wants them in an 0-2 count with one out in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Just a little bit low, maybe a little outside. Called ball one. So 1-2 is the count. Here's the windup and the pitch. In the dirt. Gorman looked like he Parson looked like he wanted to swing at it, but didn't, so it's going to end up being a ball. So the count's 2-2 now. One out. Bulldogs trailing 1-3 in the bottom of the second. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be hit high to the right side. Claxton calling everybody off. He's going to be able to catch it just behind the second base position, just a little bit into the grass of right field. So, it's going to be an out. Now there's two outs for the Panthers in the bottom of the second. Number 12, Guthrie, for the Panthers coming up to face Pena. Here's Jaron with the windup and the pitch right down the pipe, called strike one. One and one is the count. Or 0-1, sorry, there's the windup and the pitch. Strike two, so now the count is 0-2. Two outs for the Bulldogs. And Pena's pitching a fantastic second inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging, strike three. Three up, three down for Jaron Pena as the Bulldogs going to head to the top of the third inning, trailing 1-3, but looking to rally here. Behind the catcher, so that's going to be three balls and one strike. All three balls have been in the dirt low. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be, is inside, but I'm going to call it a strike. So now we're looking at a 3-2 count, no out for Pena and the Bulldogs as they're trailing 1-3 in the top of the third inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Oh, called strike. So, one out for the Bulldogs. Luna, the top of the order for the Bulldogs, is now going to be back up. Luna was walked his first at-bat. We'll see what he can do here. Here's the windup and the pitch. Going to be tie, ball one. One out for the Bulldogs, trailing 1-3 in the top of the third inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Can be inside, ball two. Rainey is the pitcher for the Panthers, really just kind of straight down the pipe kind of pitcher with some velocity. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be hit by Luna. Bounces off the glove of the third baseman. Anthony's going to be able to get to first base, round to the corner like he might go for two, but he's going to settle at first for the single.
All right, and pitcher number nine, Darren India.
So that puts Pena up to bat. Pena struck out his first at bat. Bulldogs looking to rally here a little bit. They got a runner on first with Luna. Catcher's tying his shoe real quick. It'll be just a little bit of a pause. There's one out. Top of the third. Bulldogs trailing 1-3. All right. Catcher's got his shoe tied. 0-0 count for the Bulldogs. Here's the windup and the pitch over the head of Pena. The ball's one. Rainey gonna throw it over to first, try to catch Luna, but Luna, the savvy base runner, got back and it's safe. So 1-0 count for Pena. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging. It looks like he tipped it, so it's going to be a strike. The 1-1 count for Pena. Runner on first, Luna for the Bulldogs. Rainey looking over, checking on Anthony. There's the windup and the pitch. Anthony running to steal, and he's going to get second base. There's a swinging strike by Pena, so the count's now 1-2. For Pena, one out for the Bulldogs. Luna on second, looking to make something happen as they trail at the top of the third, 1-3. And it's going to be a swinging strike by Pena for the second out of the inning for the Bulldogs. The senior Partain up the bat, hit a single in his first at bat. He's got Luna on second base, two outs. Bulldogs trailing 1-3, desperately need to get Anthony in. Swinging, strike one. Ball bounces by the catcher. Luna runs at third to steal. He flies. Ball thrown. He's going to be safe at third. So Luna's now at third base, safe. There's two outs. One strike against Partain. No balls. There's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be on the inside. Ball one. So the senior who hit a single in the first inning is faced with a 1-1 count here with two outs but a runner on third. Here's the windup and the pitch. Partain hits it right back at the pitcher. Pitcher's going to stop and drop the ball. Is able to pick it up, throw it to first for the third out of the inning. So that'll be three outs for the Bulldogs as we head to the bottom of the third inning. Bulldogs trailing the Panthers 1-3.
YL Baseball State Tournament plays Wednesday, June 7th through Saturday, June 10th at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. All conference 4A games will take place at UFCU Fox Field at the University of Texas in Austin. Tickets now available for purchase at uiltexas.org/baseball/tickets. West Texas State Bank. Snyder were located at 5009 College Avenue. West Texas State Bank's mission is to meet the needs of the markets we serve by providing community leadership and quality financial services. Our employees are friendly, knowledgeable, and deeply committed to providing our customers with quick and efficient services based on their individual banking. financial services include competitive loan and deposit rates, free Visa ATM debit cards, telephone banking, internet banking, safe deposit boxes, and ATM services unique to Snyder only. We're local people you know and trust, helping you make decisions about your financial future. West Texas State Bank. Snyder Iron and Metal. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and carbide. On-site cleanup available. Roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and card brushers. If the job is too large, call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder and then Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews.
All right, Bulldogs fans. Leading up for the Panthers in the bottom of the third is going to be the pitcher number 22, Rainey. Had a double in his first at-bat against the Bulldogs, and he got an RBI from there. Pena still pitching for the Bulldogs. Bottom of the third, Bulldogs trailing 1-3. But Pena, outside of that first inning, has settled down. And then really, just the Bulldogs had some mental errors in that first inning. Allowed the Panthers to get up, and now they're digging themselves out of a hole, and it's going to start right here. Pena gets the signal from Castillo. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and strike one. Great pitch by Pena. 0-1 is the count for Rainey. No outs here in the bottom of the third. 0-1. Pena gets the signal. The windup, the pitch is going to be low. So ball one. 1-1 is the count. No outs. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be fouled by Rainey off to the left side. So one ball, two strikes for the pitcher. And you get set on the mound. Bulldogs trailing 1-3 in the bottom of the third with no outs. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be outside, ball two, so 2-2 is the count. Rainey, the opposing pitcher, facing Pena. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be low, ball three. Full count. Umpire walks up and says something to Pena as he's handing him a new ball. That one was kind of hit in the dirt and fouled off to the left. 3-2 is the count for Rainey. Pena gets his signal from Castillo. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be popped behind me, so just straight back behind home plate for another foul ball. So 3-2 remains the count. No outs in the bottom of third inning as Pena's facing the leadoff batter. 3-2 is the count. Bulldogs trailing 1-3. There's the pitch. Swinging strike by Pena, so it gets Rainey with the K. So it's going to be Roberts for the Bulldogs that comes up now. One out in the bottom of the third inning. Bulldogs trailing the Panthers 1-3. They seem to be kind of catching their stride in this game. Wind up in the pitch. Strike one. Just right down the pipe. Maybe a little bit to the outside. Called strike. 0-1 is the count with one out. No runners on. Here's the wind up in the pitch. Foul ball. Now Pena's got the batter in an 0-2 count.
on my records, Roberts hit a double last time, and now he's faced with an 0-2 count with one out and no runners on. Here's the windup and the pitch. Just a little bit low, ball one. One and two, one out. And he walks off the back of the plate, resets. Bulldogs trailing 1-3 in the bottom of the third with one out. It's a 1-2 count. As Pena's got the batter right where he wants him. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be hit high towards the second base line. Claxton's going to come up and catch it. Two out. So now two outs for the Bulldogs in the bottom of the third inning. Clark up to bat for the Panthers. Here's the windup and the pitch. Clark swings hard, but it just darts right past his bat for a call of strike one. 0-1 is the count with two outs. Pena with the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a little bit low, so it'll be 1-1. Pena gets his signal with a 1-1 count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Right down the middle of the plate for a called strike two. 1-2 is the count. Two out in the bottom of the third inning. Bulldogs trailing Gorman 1-3. Pena with the pitch. It's going to be fouled to the Gorman dugout on the left side of the field. So count will remain the same, 1-2 with two outs. And he gets his signal, he's wind up in the pitch. Swinging strike three, K is the batter. Three up, three down for Pena in the bottom of the third inning. Bulldogs trailing 1-3, but head to the top of the fourth, looking to make some magic happen.
Ira First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. We invite you to join us Sunday morning for Sunday school at 10 a.m. and morning worship at 11. Go Bulldogs! Weaver Construction, Texas. Weaver Construction, Texas is known for quality service and efficient construction for all your oil and gas, commercial, turnkey projects, and builds. We've been in business for 20 years and would love to work with you or your company on any upcoming projects you may have and are ready to cheer on the Ira Bulldog baseball team. Currently taking applications, follow us on Facebook for more details. Ira Booster Club, backing the Bulldogs in all they do. WSI Case Hole Specialist. WSI for all your logging, perforating, pressure control, pipe recovery, TCP, pump down, and bridge plug needs. Been in business for 53 years and look forward to continuing to serve you. Currently taking applications. Follow us on Facebook for more details. Now let's go Ira Bulldog Baseball.
All right, Gorman, looks like they're going to finish throwing the ball around and then be up to pitch. It's still going to be rainy for the Panthers pitching against the Bulldogs. Rainey's done fairly well, but he's coming up with the senior, Zane Allen. Last time to bat, Zane had was struck out. We'll see what he can do here. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ball's in the dirt, way past the catcher, nowhere close. It's going to be a ball one. No outs in the top of the fourth inning. Bulldogs trailing 1-3, and Allen with a 1-0 count. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be ball two. Looked a little bit low. Allen ahead in the count. Two balls, no strikes, no outs in the top of the fourth. Here's the windup and the pitch. Low again, so three balls, no strikes. Here's the windup and the pitch. And a called strike there. So three balls, one strike. And he's trying to pitch it low on Allen. Here's the pitch. Allen swings. Strike two. Top of the fourth, Ira trailing Gorman 1-3. Allen faced with full count here and nobody out. Here's the windup and the pitch. Allen hits it. It's going to go right over second base into center field. It's going to be a single for the senior. It's a great at-bat for Allen. Gets the pitcher to pitch quite a few to him and able to get a single. So now it's going to be Caden Castillo up the bat, who also struck out in his first attempt, looking to make something happen and rally here in the top of the fourth inning as the Bulldogs are trailing the Panthers 1-3. Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike one. Oof. On the outside corner for Castillo. 0-1 is the count, no outs, but Allen on first for the Bulldogs. Rainey throws it over to first, try to catch Allen. Allen on the plate, called safe, so Rainey will get it back here. Castillo's in the box, ready to bat with the 0-1 count, no outs. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be high, ball one. 1-1 is the count for Castillo. No outs. Runner up first for the Bulldogs in the top of the fourth, but they're trailing 1-3. Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike two. So a little bit of an uphill battle for Castillo now, facing the 1-2 count with no outs. He's got Allen on first. Rainey gets set. Here's the windup and the pitch. Castillo hits the ball, and it's going to be fouled down the third base line. Still, runner on first. Castillo facing a 1-2 count with no outs. Rainey checking on Allen at first. Now he gets set. Here's the windup and the pitch. Castillo hits it down the first base line. It's going to be caught by the first baseman just in foul territory. So one out for the Bulldogs. Allen not able to advance. It's going to be stuck on first.
Not to replace
first baseman. So. Hernandez coming up to the plate. He was forced out at first in his first at-bat. We'll see what he does here. 0-0 is the count. One out for the Bulldogs. Here's the windup and the pitch. Hernandez hits it right back towards the pitcher. Second baseman bobbles it. Allen slides. He's going to be called out. But Hernandez is going to be able to get to first. So Hernandez able to get a single. The second baseman kind of bobbled the ball when he picked it up, but was able to get it over to the shortstop covering second base. Get Allen out. So now the Bulldogs face with two outs, and it's going to be Caden Forey stepping into the box. Runner at first is Hernandez, and he is speedy. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging strike one for Forey. Top of the fourth inning, Bulldogs trailing Gorman 1-3 with two outs. Runner on first, and Forey facing an 0-1 count. Rainey gets it, throws it back to first base, trying to catch Hernandez. Hernandez is safe. Before he steps back into the box, everybody gets settled. Two outs, 0-1 is the count before he runs on first. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be inside, ball one. One and one is the count. Two outs. Runner on first. Top of the fourth inning, Bulldogs trailing 1-3. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be inside, ball two. Before he battling through this at bat, doing very well, a little bit ahead in the count. Bulldogs have been able to get hits conference ranking, but just haven't been able to get around and score. 2-1 is the count. Two outs. Here's the windup in the pitch. Before he hits the ball, it's going to be foul. Hits just a little blooper. The ball hits the ground. Second baseman grabs it, throws it to first base for the out. So that'll be three outs by the Bulldogs in the top of the fourth inning, trailing 1-3 against Foreman.
The service and multiplication. Sunday school starts at 10 a.m., followed by a worship service at 10:50. More information at fbcira.com or search at Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. Arrowhead Ranch is a proud supporter of Ira ISD faculty and students. Arrowhead Ranch would like to wish the Ira Bulldogs the best of luck in state playoffs and congrats to the 2023 seniors. Finish the fight, go Bulldogs! Snyder Chamber of Commerce provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through chamber support and tourism. The UIL Baseball State Tournament takes place Wednesday, June 7th through Saturday, June 10th at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. All conference 4A games will take place at USBU Dishcloth Field at the University of Texas at Austin. These are now available for purchase at uiltexas.org/baseball/state. West Texas State Bank. In Snyder, we're located at 5009 College Avenue. West Texas State Bank's mission is to meet the needs of the markets we serve by providing community leadership and quality financial services. Our employees are friendly, knowledgeable, and deeply committed to providing our customers with quick and efficient services based on their individual banking needs. Our financial services include competitive loan and deposit rates, free Visa ATM debit cards, telephone banking, internet banking, safe deposit boxes, and ATM services, ATMs at Snyder only. We're local people you know and trust, helping you make decisions about your financial future. West Texas State Bank.
All right. Bulldogs back in the bottom of the fourth inning, trailing the Gorman Panthers 1-3. First pitch was a ball by Pena, so now a 1-0 count. It was Ramirez who is going to pop out for the Panthers. Popped out. Castillo was able to toss off the catcher mask, take a few steps backwards, and catch the ball. So now there's one out for Gorman in the bottom of the fourth inning as the DH Herrera steps up to the plate. Pena gets the windup and the pitch, swinging, strike. Herrera steps forward and blew him out. So 0-1 is the count. Last time up to bat, Herrera had a single. Here's the windup and the pitch. Pena throws it just outside. 1-1 is the count with one out. Bottom of the fourth inning, Bulldogs trailing the Panthers 1-3. Pena with windup and the pitch. Swinging, strike two. 1-2 is the count with one out. Pena with the batter right where he wants him. Both strikes are just going straight past Herrera. Here's the windup and the pitch. And it's going to make three. Swinging, strike three. Two outs, four. The Panthers, Pena, two up, two down, a pop-up, and a strikeout. So now Rodriguez steps up to the plate. The third baseman for the Panthers. Bottom of the fourth inning, two outs. Pena gets his signal. There's the windup and the pitch. Just a little bit high, ball one. One and zero is the count. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And you get signal windup pitch. It's going to be inside ball two. Two and oh is the count with two outs for Pena. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging strike. The two balls, one strike, two outs, bottom of the fourth inning. Bulldogs trailing the Panthers 1-3. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ooh, looked like a good pitch to me, but it's going to be a ball. So three balls, one strike, two outs. Pena pitching from behind here now. Last time, Pena was able to strike Rodriguez out. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging strike, gets the count full. I'm not sure what's going on. Pena was set, ready to pitch the ball for the full count pitch. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Timeout was called by the second place ump. Coach was talking to third place, third base. But now we're back at it. Pena gets the signals from Castillo. The windup, the pitch. Just a touch high. It's going to be a walk. The Gorman's going to have a runner on first base, and it's going to be number 24, Felco, for the Panthers stepping up to the box with two outs. Pena in control. Here's the windup and the pitch. Just maybe a bit high, and maybe a bit outside too. Ball one. 1-0 is the count. Pena fakes the throw to first, gets the runner back. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging strike one. 1-1 is the count. Castillo calls timeout and goes up to talk to Pena. 1-1 is the count. There's two outs. Gorman has a runner on first. But at the bottom of the order, last time Felco was up to bat, Pena was able to strike him out. Bottom of the fourth inning, Bulldogs trailing 1-3. They're very much in command ever since the first inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Right down the pipe for strike. One ball, two strikes, two out for the Bulldogs at the bottom of the fourth inning. Panthers have a runner on first. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging strike three. Great pitch by Pena to catch Felco. Trying to make something happen, but he can't. Bulldogs going to head to the top of the fifth inning, down 1-3.
Aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and carbide. On-site cleanup available. Roll-off container services. Portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Springs, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Ira First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. We invite you to join us Sunday mornings for Sunday school at 10 a.m. and morning worship at 11. Go Bulldogs! Weaver Construction, Texas. Weaver Construction, Texas, known for quality service and efficient construction for all your oil and gas, commercial, turnkey projects, and builds. We've been in business for 20 years and would love to work with you or your company on any upcoming projects you may have, and I'm ready to cheer on the Iowa Bulldog baseball team. Currently taking applications. Follow us on Facebook for more details. Iowa Booster Club, backing the Bulldogs in all they do.
All right. Panthers throw it around. It's going to remain rainy pitching for the Panthers. And up to bat for the Bulldog, it's going to be Brant Cox. The freshman gets set in the box. Again, top of the fifth inning, Bulldogs down 1-3. All right. Cox gets set in the box now. 0-0 is the count. No out. Stop the fifth inning. Bulldogs trailing 1-3. There's the windup and the pitch. Ooh. One strike. Looks the outside and low to me, but called strike. So now the count is 0-1. Coach Goodwin has Brant walk over, gives him a little talking to. Some encouragement as he steps back into the box, faced with an 0-1 count. No outs here in the top of the fifth inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Oh! Ball was in the dirt. Brant tried to check his swing. The home plate umpired at first plate, and they say he went, so it's going to be a called strike two. 0-2 is the count for Brant. There's wind up and the pitch. Swinging strike three. The one out for the Bulldogs on the top of the fifth inning is they trail Gorman 1-3. And it's going to be Cabrera pinch hitting for Claxton for the Bulldogs. The senior gets set in the box looking to make something happen here in the top of the fifth inning. There's the windup and the pitch. High, ball one. Gorman. And he gets set. 1-0 is the count. One out. There's the windup and the pitch. The called strike. Sure, I thought a little bit inside, I did too, but the called strike. 1-1 is the count. One out, nobody on base. Top of the fifth inning. There's the windup and the pitch. Big swing from Cabrera, but a miss. One ball, two strikes. So 1-2 is the count with one out for the senior. There's the windup and the pitch. Swinging strike three. So, it'll be Luna at the top of the order for the Bulldogs. He's coming up with two outs. Top of the fifth inning, Bulldogs trailing the Panthers 1-3. Anthony's had a good game so far. He's walked in the first inning, and then he hit a single in the second inning, looking to make something happen here in the top of the fifth, close that gap a little bit. Bringing with the windup and the pitch. Fouled towards the third base line by Luna. 0-1 is the count with two outs. Top of the fifth inning for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs trailing 1-3. Had a rough third inning with several errors. There's the windup and the pitch. Luna hits it over the head of the pitcher, picked up by the second baseman, who throws it to first base, and he's going to be out. Last of the top of the fifth inning, Bulldogs not able to muster up any runs. It's going to be 1-2-3 heading into the bottom of the fifth.
WSI, Keystone Specialist. WSI for all your logging, perforating, pressure control, pipe recovery, TCP, pump down, and bridge plug needs. Been in business for 53 years and look forward to continuing to serve you. Currently taking applications. Follow us on Facebook for more details. Now let's go Ira Bulldog Baseball. Ira Baptist Church has been glorified God by making disciples, make disciples to the gospel center. Preaching, teaching, worship, community, service, and multiplication. Sunday school starts at 10 a.m., followed by a worship service at 10:50. For more information, visit fbcira.com or search at Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. Arrowhead Ranch is a proud supporter of Ira ISD faculty and students. Arrowhead Ranch would like to wish the Ira Bulldogs the best of luck in today's playoffs and congrats to the 2023 seniors. Get in the fight. Go Bulldogs.
All right, Pena, with the last few pitches, warm-up pitches as he gets going, we're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Bulldogs trailing Gorman 1-3. Again, Bulldogs really have not played a bad game outside of the bottom of the third inning where there were just several mental errors by the Bulldogs. That's been it. The Bulldogs scored one run in the first. The Gorman Panthers scored three runs in the bottom of the first, and then everything else has been blank. Bulldogs have been able to get some hits off of Gorman, but just haven't been able to get runners batted around the corners and to score. So, looks like Pena has been relatively dominant outside of that bottom of the first inning where there were just mental errors. So, that's going to be top of the order for the Panthers. Strike one is Parsons for the Panthers. His first at bat, he was K'd by Pena. And his second at bat, he was forced out at first base. 0-1 is the count. No outs. Wind up in the pitch. He hits it to second. Claxton gets the ball, throws it over to Hernandez at first for the second forced out. Almost identical to what happened to Parsons the last time he was up to bat, forced out at first. So, one out in the bottom of the fifth as the Bulldogs are trailing the Panthers 1-3. Number 12, Guthrie, coming up to play. He was a double in his first at bat. It was Cade in his second. 0-0 is the count with one out. Lined up and the pitch by Pena. Foul ball. So 0-1. 0-1 is the count now for Guthrie. The third baseman for the Panthers. Pena still pitching strong for the Bulldogs. Gets the signal from Castillo. There's the windup and the pitch. Foul ball. Strike two. Oh, and two is the count with one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Not much of a breeze. Maybe blowing just a little bit towards the batter from center field. Here's the windup and the pitch. In the dirt, it's going to be a ball. One and two is the count with one out. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging. And tipped it a little bit. Castillo caught it, so that's going to be another strikeout for Pena, who by my count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, that's his eighth one. Up to bat is 22, Rainey, the opposing pitcher. In his first at bat, he hit a double. He was able to get an RBI. His second at bat, he was K'd by Pena. Two outs for the Panthers. No runners on. Breeze looks like it might be picking up just a little bit. Here's the windup and the pitch. Going to be just outside. Ball one. 1-0 is the count. Rainey gets his signal. Here's the windup and the pitch. Rainey hits it far to left field. Cox is going to get underneath it. Is able to jump up and had it in his glove, but it falls out. So he gets the cutoff man. That's going to be a double for Rainey. He got a hold of that thing. Just a tough catch. Pasaranti did it and stretched out as far as he could. Was able to limit the damage to a double. Rainey's second double of the game. So that brings up Roberts for the Panthers, the catcher. Two outs, runner on second, bottom of the fifth inning. Bulldogs trailing 1-3. Here's the windup and the pitch. Pena with a ball with some movement onto the swinging strike by Roberts. 0-1 is the count now. Runner on second. Hits a little bit of a blooper, and it's going to be caught by Partain at the third base line. And so, one double by Rainey, but no damage done by the Bulldogs, or by the Panthers, as we head to the top of the sixth inning. Bulldogs trailing the Panthers 1-3.
Snyder Chamber of Commerce provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through chamber support and tourism. West Texas State Bank. In Snyder, we're located at 5009 College Avenue. West Texas State Bank's mission is to meet the needs of the markets we serve by providing community leadership and quality financial services. Our employees are friendly, knowledgeable, and deeply committed to providing our customers with quick and efficient services based on their individual banking needs. Our financial services include competitive loan and deposit rates, free Visa ATM debit cards, telephone banking, internet banking, safe deposit boxes, and ATM services, ATMs in Snyder only. We're local people you know and trust, helping you make decisions about your financial future. West Texas State Bank. Snyder Iron and Metal. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and carbide. On-site cleanup available. Roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Springs, Sweetwater, and Andrews.
All right. Randy gets done with his warm-up pitches. It's going to be Pena up to bat for the Bulldogs. Pena has been pitching a very great game. Again, outside of the bottom of the first inning with several mental errors by the Bulldogs. Outside of that, it's been all Ira all day. The scoreboard doesn't show that. It's 1-3 in the top of the sixth inning. Pena comes up to bat. He struck out his first two at-bats. But if I know Jaron, I know that he doesn't and isn't going to let that sit here. So I would expect Pena to do something big. Here's the windup from Rainey and the pitch. Pena with a big swing, strike one. Rainey gets that 0-1 is the count, no out. Big swing, hit it just into the dirt, so a foul ball with strike two. Now Pena's got an uphill battle with an 0-2 count, no outs and no runners on for the Bulldogs in the top of the sixth inning. And you call timeout, steps out of the box. Rainey gets set, here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging, hammers this thing into center field. Pena going to turn the corner at first and hold up. It's going to be a single for Jaron, a leadoff single. As Partain steps up to plate, the senior. And I called that Jaron would do something big there. Just a powerful hit up into just right past just the left side of second base. So now the Bulldogs have a runner on first, top of the sixth inning, trailing 1-3, but there's no outs. You've got your senior Partain up to bat. And he throws it to first, tries to catch Pena. He's not fast enough. Pena's safe. Partain had a big single in the first inning, or first time to bat, and he was forced out the second time. Here's the windup and the pitch. Partain fouls it back behind the Bulldog dugout. 0-1 will be the count with no outs. In top of the sixth inning here, Bulldogs really played good baseball, just had one half inning of bad ball. So making it up and digging it out here. Pena on first. 0-1 is the count for Partain, the batter. There's the windup and the pitch. Ball. 1-1 is the count for the senior Partain. No outs in the top of the sixth inning. Pena on first. Here's the windup and the pitch. Partain hits it deep to center field. Center fielder gets under it and is able to catch it, so it's going to be a flyout by Partain. One out for the Bulldogs. Pena not able to advance on the hit, but it's going to be the senior left-handed batter, Allen. In the top of the sixth inning, Bulldogs trailing 1-3. Allen gets set, waiting for Rainey. Rainey tosses it back over to Pena. First, Pena's safe. Rainey's real concerned with Pena. Keeps looking over to first base. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be hit right back up at Rainey. Rolls right under the second baseman's leg, so it's going to be a single by the senior, Allen. His second single of the game. Single was last time up the bat. Now the Bulldogs have a runner on first and second. One out. And Castillo is coming up to bat. Castillo struck out in his first at-bat. He popped up for a second for an out. The top of the sixth inning, Bulldogs with runners on first and second. Castillo, one of the better hitters on the team, up to bat, looking to make something happen here. Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike one. Oh, and one is the count for Castillo. One out, runners at first and second. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a foul ball. Strike two. So Castillo faced with an uphill battle here. 0-2 is the count with one out. He's got Pena on second, Partain on first. Here's the windup and the pitch. High, it's going to be a ball. The 1-2 is the count. Good take by Castillo. 1-2, one out runners on first and second. Here's the windup of the pitch. Castillo hits it. It's going to fall. Fair, and Castillo's going to get there. Oh, they're going to say he's called thrown out. So, Caden able to advance the runners to second and third. Almost was able to get to first base. But now Raiden is going to step up Hernandez to the plate. Two outs. Runners in scoring position, second and third for the Bulldogs in the top of the sixth inning where the Bulldogs are trailing the Panthers 1-3. Hernandez gets set in the box. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging. It's going to be a foul. Off the third base line. Hernandez was forced out at first in the first at-bat, and he was able to hit a single in his second at-bat. He's looking at an 0-1 count now with two outs, but runners on second and third. Here's windup and the pitch. Hard swing by Pena, by Hernandez, but a miss. So 0-2 is now the count. Partain on second, Pena on third. Hernandez steps up into the box. Rainey's going to step off the mound now. Top of the sixth inning, two outs. Bulldogs trailing the Panthers 1-3, but they have runners on second and third. 0-2 is the count for Hernandez with two strikes, or two outs. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be outside. Ball rolls past the catcher. Payne is going to run to third and score. Partain turns the corner on third, so the Bulldogs able to get a run in. Ball just bounced in the dirt, went behind the catcher. The Panthers have done that all evening, but the Bulldogs haven't had runners on base to score. That time, able to take advantage of the mistake. And now the Bulldogs trail 2-3, counts 1-2 for Pena, for Hernandez with two outs. Partain's on third. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be low. So now 2-2 is the count. Two outs. I said Partain, that's Allen on third. And a called strike three on Hernandez. So, not what the Bulldogs fully wanted, but the Bulldogs able to cut the lead down to one run as they head into the bottom of the sixth inning, trailing the Panthers 2-3.
Ira First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. We invite you to join us Sunday morning for Sunday school at 10 a.m. and morning worship at 11. Go Bulldogs! Weaver Construction, Texas. Weaver Construction, Texas is known for quality service and efficient construction for all your oil and gas, commercial, turnkey projects, and builds. We've been in business for 20 years and would love to work with you or your company on any upcoming projects you may have and are ready to cheer on the Ira Bulldog baseball team. Currently taking applications. Follow us on Facebook for more details. Ira Booster Club, backing the Bulldogs in all they do. WSI Case Hole Specialist. WSI for all your logging, perforating, pressure control, pipe recovery, TCP, pump down, and bridge plug needs. Been in business for 53 years and look forward to continuing to serve you. Currently taking applications. Follow us on Facebook for more details. Now let's go Ira Bulldog Baseball.
All right, Pena gets set. These players throwing his warm-up pitches up to the plate for the Panthers is going to be Clark, the first baseman. He had a single RBI in his first at-bat. He was K'd in his second at-bat, and Pena has really done a great job against the Panthers. Bottom of the sixth inning, Bulldogs trailing 2-3. Pena gets set in his stance, 0-0 is the count. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be hit to shortstop. Luna gets the ball, swings it over to first. And the runner's going to be safe. Maybe just a little bit slow. There was a slow hit ball. Luna got it and threw it over to first as hard as he could. Hernandez did the flip almost to catch the ball, but just was a touch behind. So now the Panthers have a runner on first, no out. And it's going to be Ramirez up to bat. And you get set. Here's the windup and the pitch. Right down the pipe for strike one. And you get set. Here's a swinging strike two. Jaron pitching like a man who is upset that that blooper single got through. He's on the mound. 0-2 is the count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Just another soft hit ball right towards the second baseman. Claxton's able to bobble this, threw it to first, but it was delayed. So just another really slow hit grounder on the infield. Gorman with runners on first and second. And Coach Goodwin's going to call a timeout and come talk to Pena with the rest of the infield. So we're going to take a brief pause while he's doing that. We'll be back with some more Ira Bulldog baseball momentarily.
Ira Baptist Church exists to glorify God by making disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, service, and multiplication. Sunday school starts at 10 a.m., followed by a worship service at 10:50. More information, visit fbcira.com or search at Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram.
All right. Coach Goodwin has his talk with his team. Payne is staying on the mound. Gorman has runners on first and second. There's no outs in the bottom of the sixth inning, and the Bulldogs are trailing the Panthers 2-3. Number one, Herrera, the designated hitter, is up to bat for the Panthers. Pena with the windup. Herrera tries to bunt, just misses it. Oh, no. Runner on second base never came back after the called strike, so Castillo threw it to second. Went under Luna's legs, but Allen was there to get the ball, so no runners advance. Now the count's 0-1. There's no outs, runners on first and second in the bottom of the sixth inning where the Bulldogs are trailing the Panthers 2-3. Trevor lined up like he was going to bunt last time. He just missed. And he gets the signals lined up trying to bunt again, and he does. Lay down a bunt, picked up by Pena. Pena throws it to third, gets the fourth out on third. Great play by Pena. Another still runner on first and second, able to get the runner out on third, keep the runners back off of the third base line. So one out for the Bulldogs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bulldogs trailing 2-3. Hernandez walking close like it's going to be a bunt again. Here's the windup. Swinging strike one. Oh, and one is the count. One out. Runners on first and second in the bottom of the sixth inning for the Bulldogs. Pena gets set, throws it down the pipe. It's going to be hit into left field. Cox chasing it down. He's going to catch it in foul territory. Throw it to the top, man. Great catch by Cox. So two outs now for the Bulldogs after letting two runners get on base with no outs. Now two outs against the Panthers. So, it's going to be Falco, who's been struck out his previous two attempts against Hernandez. Bottom of the sixth inning, Bulldogs trailing 2-3 with two outs and runners on first and second for the Panthers. Pena with a windup and the pitch right down the pipe, strike one. Pena getting a signal from Castillo. 0-1 is the count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike two. 0-2 is the count. Two outs. Runners on first and second for the Panthers in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pena gets a signal from Castillo. Checks the runners. Here's the windup and the pitch. Just a little bit high. Castillo throws it to third. Tags the runner. They're going to call him safe. So now the runners, both runners advance, runners on second and third. 1-2 is the count with two outs. All right, Pena gets the signal, gets set. Here's the windup and the pitch right down the pipe, swinging strike three. So after the first two runners of the inning, or first two batters of the inning get on base, Pena able to settle down, get everybody out. Now the score is 2-3 as we're at the top of the second inning, a seventh inning.
Head Ranch, proud supporter of Ira INC and Faculty and Students. Arrowhead Ranch would like to wish the Ira Bulldogs the best of luck in state playoffs and congrats to the 2023 seniors. Finish the fight, go Bulldogs. Snyder Chamber of Commerce provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through chamber support and tourism. The UIL Baseball State Tournament, West Texas State Bank. In Snyder, we're located at 5009 College Avenue. West Texas State Bank's mission is to meet the needs of the markets we serve by providing community leadership and quality financial services. Our employees are friendly, knowledgeable, and deeply committed to providing our customers with quick and efficient services based on their individual banking needs. Our financial services include competitive loan and deposit rates, free Visa ATM debit cards, telephone banking, internet banking, safe deposit boxes, and ATM services, ATMs at Snyder only. We're local people you know and trust, helping you make decisions for your financial future. Let's take that.
All right. Top of the seventh inning. Caden Ford is going to be the leadoff hitter for the Bulldogs. Trailing 2-3. Ford has been able to make contact and get the ball in place. He's been forced out in both of his other two at-bats. The Bulldogs looking to make something happen here in the seventh. Get caught up. All right, Rainey's still the pitcher for the Panthers before he steps into the box. Here is the windup and the pitch. It's going to be inside, ball one. One and O is the count, no outs. Here's the windup and the pitch. Foley hits it into right field. Right fielder's going to run up. Catches the ball, so that's going to be an out by the Bulldogs. Or for the Bulldogs, one out. And we've got a pinch hitter for the Bulldogs. That's going to be Dimitri Juarez coming in for Cox. So Dimitri normally comes in to be a pinch runner for the Bulldogs. This time Coach Goodwin is going to sub him in to be a pinch hitter. The one out, top of the seventh inning. Bulldogs trailing 2-3, needing some offense here. Marini gets set with the windup and the pitch. Over the head of Juarez, ball one. Juarez gets set in the box. Here is the windup and the pitch. Called strike one. The 1-1 is the count with one out in the top of the seventh inning. Bulldogs trailing 2-3. Marini with the windup and the pitch. Juarez fouls it down the first base line. Just past the dugout. So now the count is going to be 1-2. Rainey gets set on the mound. 1-2 is the count with one out. Here's the windup and the pitch. Juarez hits it deep to right field. And it's going to be caught by the second baseman who ran a good ways back into right field to catch that. The same spot before he hit it. So that's two outs for the Bulldogs in the top of the seventh inning. But you get your senior, Jarrett Cabrera, up to bat. Again, top of the seventh inning, Bulldogs trailing 2-3 with two out. Desperate for a run here, we're going to have to go into the second game, down a game. Cabrera, the senior, up to bat. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be low, ball one. Rainey gets set. Here's the windup and the pitch. High above Cabrera's head, so 2-0 is the count. Two outs, so the senior Cabrera sitting in a good spot ahead in the count. And he gets the signal, pitches it. Nick Cabrera. Cabrera's going to go to first base after getting hit, and that's going to bring Anthony Luna up from the top of the order. So, two outs. In the top of the seventh, Bulldogs down one run, 2-3, but you've got top of the order coming up to bat. You've got your senior Cabrera on first. Luna's been walked. He's hit a single, and he was forced out in his last at bat. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging, strike one. 0-1 is the count. Two outs, runner on first for the Bulldogs. Wind up and the pitch. Luna fouls it behind him, so 0-2 now is the count, staring at an uphill battle. Two outs, top of the seventh inning, Bulldogs trailing 2-3, runner on first, needing to make something happen here. We're going to go into the second game. Luna calls timeout in the box and steps out. Rainey checks on the runner on first. Luna steps back in. 0-2 is the count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging, hit by Luna down to the second baseman. Throws it to first, and he's going to have enough to get him there. And that'll be game one.
Bulldogs losing a shocker. 2-3. The only runs that the Panthers were able to score were in the bottom of the first inning. After that, very little offense. Only the second game the Bulldogs have lost all season long. So I'm going to take a break, try to get my equipment to work just a little bit better for you, and we'll be back with you for game two here in 10, 15 minutes or so. I'll be back with